This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. All eyes on the funeral procession and celebration of Queen Elizabeth, except for the eyes that are on the English pound. So I welcome Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch, just back from Mother Britain, to comment on, yes, of course, the funeral is dominating the news, but at the same time, those who watch the foreign exchange markets and those who care about the currencies are looking at the pound at $1.14, the euro at parity with the dollar, the Japanese yen at 142, that is very weak. Even the Swiss franc approaches parity. So I ask you, Brett, to start in the global story of the dollar. It looks to be rising to the moon. Do I see this correctly? And does that follow through with the what the Federal Reserve is up to now and maybe up to next week? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening. Well, yes, I'm back from England. I should really be loading up suitcases with dollars and going back to England and buying up the country as it gets cheaper and cheaper. Everything's getting cheaper if you are someone who owns dollars. Yes, it's a dollar story. Essentially, there are two aspects to this. The first is expectations of higher and higher interest rates here in the U.S., which causes people to want dollars because they will earn the higher interest rates on their deposits. The second aspect is that as people panic about people around the world, investors, money managers, all the rest of it, as they panic or worry or fret about the global economy, they flock to safe haven assets. And the safe haven asset, at least for most of my lifetime and so far at the moment, is the dollar. They rush into the dollar. They did so actually even during the subprime crisis when it was the U.S. economy that tanked. People were ironically buying the dollar because a U.S. Financial crisis caused a global financial crisis, which caused them to rush out and buy dollars, which is sort of paradoxical. So we have a twofer here. First of all, it's the interest rates. And second of all, it's fears of a global recession, fears greatly exacerbated today by this shocking warning from FedEx. And as a result, that is driving up the dollar. And the dollar is skyrocketing against basically all other currencies.
First, the British economy is going through the jolt of the loss of the Queen and welcome Prince Charles, who becomes King Charles III. But there is a new prime minister as well. And that task ahead for Liz Truss and her cabinet seems daunting with the pound collapsing. Can the Bank of England match the Federal Reserve and stabilize the pound, or is it doomed to sink to parity like the euro?
Well, I think as long as the dollar is charging, everybody's going down. The problem with energy, having essentially gone into a cold war, if you like, with Putin, Europe now is facing a winter energy crisis. Liz Truss actually was trying to push through emergency measures to protect British households against crisis energy bills this winter when she got the word in her ear that the Queen was very ill. So that was sort of overshadowed by the news of the Queen's death. But Britain and indeed most of continental Europe is now dealing with skyrocketing natural gas prices, skyrocketing fuel prices, and a risk of essentially fuel rationing this winter. I mean, there is going to be, and what they're talking about over there, Germany and all the rest of it, it is hard to see how they avoid an economic recession simply on the basis of any restrictions they have to take on economic activity just to deal with the fuel crisis.
Let's come home to the U.S. economy. The Federal Reserve is meeting next week, and we'll have an announcement on Wednesday of the decision. There's been talk these last days, especially since the break the glass errands crash on Tuesday this week, there's been talk that the Fed is not going to be satisfied with the so-called jumbo hike of 0.75 points, but could surprise the markets with 1 point. What do you make of that?
The supernova idea of a full percentage point. The market scaled back a little bit from that today on the news from Federal Express. But overall, the market is still betting. The money markets are still betting on 75 basis points. It is there's only about there's a, the market is giving about a 1 in 5 chance of a full percentage point hike, which is still surprisingly large. And a week ago, the market gave that no chance at all. But they tiptoed back a little bit today because of the warning from Federal Express. I think the Fed may be, you know, someone pointed out today, I think it was Doug Ramsey at Luthold said, you know, the talk was that the Fed was going to keep raising rates until something breaks. But if you look around, everything's breaking already, whether it's the housing market or it's, you know, the currency markets, Federal Express, all the rest of it. So we may already be there. I don't know.
The prospect ahead then is the same talk that you hear in Europe, which is recession. And the recession is now in the housing market. We've gone over 6%. But the Fed has a lot of work to do. I mentioned the statistic that Bloomberg gave us this week, Brett, about Ray Dalio of hedge fund fame, said that when we get to 4.5% for the Fed charging its best customers, the market will be 20% lower than here. Does that sound about right to you?
Well, I'm not going to argue with Ray Dalio. I mean, he's made a fortune on the market, so he may well be right. Forecasts, you know, are always just that, and everyone really is guessing. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if the Fed has to keep raising rates to try and stop inflation, then that is going to inevitably cause a sharp downturn on the in the markets. What is interesting is that they keep raising rates, and they seem simultaneously to be causing all sorts of economic ructions, and yet not yet dramatically slowing inflation. Right. It is interesting now, and I don't know how the housing market deals with mortgage rates up at where they are. They have, house prices are up about 50%. I was just looking at the Case-Shiller U.S. National Index, and I think it's up about 50%. From just before the pandemic, which is only a couple of years ago, and yet in that time, mortgage rates are now above 6%. I don't know how the housing market keeps going at that level. So
I have a statistic for you from Tulsa, which you know is a hot market because it's the energy center of the fracking world. There's a 35% increase in inventory for the Tulsa realtors. So It is showing in parts of the country, pieces of the country. Let's concentrate on what we know about the inflation number. As you say, it continues, and the Federal Reserve is fighting the inflation number. The Washington seems indifferent to this. Does that make sense in a campaign season talking about inflation that they keep spending money?
Well, I mean, I will tell you this. Right since January of this year, people I know, ordinary people who are intelligent and who are engaged in public affairs, but who are not political animals, who are not politically obsessed and are not financial markets obsessed, have been talking to me a lot about inflation. I mean, that's nothing new now, but right. They've been talking about it since January. This is the big issue right. Outside of the Beltway. This is what people are actually talking about, you know, across the I remember many years ago, Russell Baker said the phrase out there, which is what Washington calls what the rest of us call the United States. In out there or the United States, people are talking about inflation. They're talking right. About prices, right. Food prices, everything really. And in fact, even though as we were talking earlier this week, energy has come down, everything else has carried on going up. So right. This is if Washington is going to ignore this, they will do this at their peril.
The biggest drop in 2 years. For the market this week. And 2 years ago, that was the pandemic panic, which was genuine. Yeah. We had reason to fear the pandemic. We didn't know the road ahead, and we've just dropped the same. Brett Ahrens, coming home from Britain in mourning, but Britain also facing a difficult winter, as is Europe, as is the United States. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.